The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Paul Murphy, the People Before Profit TD, joins us on a day where his party has made the suggestion about increasing the number of public holidays we enjoy each year. How many more do you want, Paul, and when would you have them?
We're proposing three additional days, and they would be on the 1st of February and the last Monday in September and November. And that would mean we would have bank holidays in almost every month of the year.
Why?
Well, I mean, very immediately, right now, people are getting prepared to enjoy their August bank holiday, maybe go away somewhere, spend time with family, friends, enjoy themselves, improve their quality of life substantially. But after this Monday, they'll have to wait another 84 days before there is another bank holiday. And Ireland is right down at the bottom in terms of the EU tables of bank holidays. So there's a whole number of countries, Austria, Sweden, Poland, Portugal, which have 13 days, a number with 12, 11, and we're all the way down at 9. And in addition, I mean, workers in Ireland work longer hours than our average EU counterpart to a substantial degree. The actual average worker in Ireland works an additional 80 hours over the course of a year, which is equivalent to 2 weeks compared to the EU average, and actually almost 3 weeks compared to the EU 15 for the wealthiest 15 EU countries. So workers work a lot. That obviously has an impact in terms of quality of life, and this is a small measure to give workers a bit of a break.
What about the cost involved in it, though? The cost for employers if they have to pay additional to the money to those people who have to work on the bank holidays, and also the potential impact on productivity and output if places are only open 4 days in a particular week rather than five?
Yeah, well, the potential impact on productivity is mostly positive. The impact of people having time off, time with family and friends, is to improve their mental and physical health, to make them happier and therefore more productive at work. And that's the reason why academics debate over whether having extra public holidays is a cost or a benefit to the economy. Because the cost is, as you said, just in narrow terms, there's some employers who will have to pay people who won't be at work in those days. But the other side of that equation, on top of the productivity, is the extra spending that takes place in bank holidays. The fact that, you know, the hospitality industry in particular benefits. You have people going to visit places that they otherwise probably wouldn't. So it also has benefits for large parts of the economy.
Paul, there are people are saying you should be calling it a public holiday rather than the bank holiday. They're giving the example of Good Friday being a bank holiday, which is not a public holiday, and it means that workers aren't entitled to a day off or extra pay if they do work on Good Friday.
That's true. They're 100% right. The correct technical term is public holiday. That's precisely what we mean. It's just obviously people use the term bank holiday quite widely.
But just a final one, Paul. There are people also worried that some employers might, if they were told they had to accommodate three additional public holidays a year, would simply reduce it from the annual holidays that they allow their staff.
Well, the two questions are linked. So the reason that Irish workers work more hours than the average EU worker by a lot is because our average annual leave is also very low. We're down at 20 days, which is the EU minimum. You can't be lower than 20 days. Most European countries are at 25 days. So the employer wouldn't be able to reduce it below 20 days, and they also couldn't simply tear up your existing employment contract. But it's true that it should be looked at as part of a wider discussion about the balance between work and enjoyment of life outside of work. And for us, this is part of a conversation which points to the need for example, a four-day week without a loss of pay for workers. And, I mean, you take the example of Germany. I mean, Germany is the strongest economy in Europe, and their workers work 350 hours less hours in the course of a year than compared to Irish workers. And obviously, they are very, very productive. And that's a product of an historically strong trade union movement and socialist movement that won important gains in terms of holidays that haven't fully been clawed back yet. And I think that's the direction we should be going. I mean, more and more wealth is produced in our society by workers, and yet people continue to have to work very long hours, very long weeks without sufficient holidays. And actually, some of that wealth should be used to improve people's quality of life by increasing their holidays.
Paul Murphy, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.